Hey now, welcome in y'all, and guess what time it is? That's right, it's porch time, and I am the one and only Miss McKinney, and I know you guys are glad of that. Thank you so much for continuing to listen. Thank you so much for continuing to support. It is not possible to hit over 5,000 downloads. Yes, it is not possible to hit that without listeners such as yourself. So thank you guys for sitting with me on the porch. And I did say sitting. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for keeping me encouraged. Let's keep growing together. I Am series coming up this week. Thank you for the new I Am sitters. If you're interested in a sponsorship and getting your small business out there, we can grow together. Reach out to me, MissPorch2020@gmail.com, and let's set up your episode, confess, and get you out into the atmosphere. Today, single ladies. This is going to be a single ladies episode, but we're also going to have some more coming out in the future. If you're interested, because I've had fun doing the few that I've done, if you're interested in doing a single ladies episode, telling us the fabulousness of the single life is what I've been hearing, or if you're like me and enjoy the single life but also want to know what the married life is like, we would definitely like to have you sit on the porch. Reach out again, MissPorch2020@gmail.com. Single gents. Single gentlemen. Ah, this has been a fun one, a very, very fun one. And I know you guys are going to enjoy listening to what the men have to say. I don't have very many, though. I've only talked to four single gentlemen who wanted to share their story. So if you're interested in confessing, again, confessing, getting things out in the atmosphere, how much you enjoy being single, or if you are looking for that special someone, hey, you never know who listens to the porch. Reach out, MissPorch2020@gmail.com. Hang in there. Stay tuned. You are about to hear an exciting single ladies episode with our most outstanding guest, one of our most outstanding guests, this 504 girl, this 504 girl coming to us from Louisiana. I thank her so much for joining us again on the porch. You guys, stay tuned, listen, and enjoy. Hey now. Welcome in, young lady. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing today, girl? How are you?
I am good. I had that little nap, so now I'm just like ready.
I hear you. We all need a little nap sometimes.
Yes, it seems like it's all the time for me. And how's things? You've got some time off. How's that been going?
Yeah, I got a few days off. I go back to work Wednesday, so everything is going copacetic. Everything is going good. So
excellent. Well, thank you for joining us again. This is our single ladies episode. So tell us about you. Are you single?
Oh, you put me on the spot. I can't help but laugh. That is so funny.
Well, let me tell you what the last single ladies episode said. She said, if you can't check it off on an application, it's not a status. So there, it's only single or married. So
oh wow, single or married. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm divorced. How about that?
That works. I think there's a box for that one. So how long were you married?
We was together like I think like 8 years, and I think we was married like 2. Okay. So as soon as we got married, just started going downhill after that. So
you think marriage, you're one of those who feels like marriage did it?
I would never get married again.
Oh my gosh. What is it when people say that? So you feel like y'all's relationship was perfectly fine until you got married and that changed it?
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. This was back when I got a divorce. 2002, I believe. Mm-hmm. So, nah, I don't think I'd tie the knot again. Mm-mm. I won't do it again.
So, what's single like for you? What's your day to day like? Are you dating?
Yeah, I am dating. I just be living my life day by day. I don't really you know, be out there trying to look for anyone. I just be doing my own thing. If someone come along, they come along. That's how I look at it. And then I have a lot of friends that be like, oh, I wish I was single. I wish I was like you. I was like, and I'd be like, okay. So it just depends on the person. That's how I feel about it.
So you enjoy being single. Excuse me. You enjoy being single more than you did being married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
It could be maybe just the person that I was married to, you know. It could just be that, but I'm not going to get married again. I just don't want to. I'm at the age now to where I just don't want to, you know, be tied down with nobody. I'm set in my ways now, so I can't even live with a man, to be honest. I cannot, because I want things a certain way. And, you know, if a man stay with you, you got to do this. Oh, no. It's too much. I can't.
So when you're looking for someone to hang out with, do you let them know I'm not looking to be married, so they know right off the bat, hey, there'll be no wife here?
Oh no, that's a kind of, that's like a red flag if you tell somebody out the gate, oh, I'm not looking for marriage, and you just not meeting this person. No, I wouldn't do that. Cause you know,
it's a red flag, way.
Huh?
It's a red. So that's my confusion in getting back in dating. I figured that at our age, the best thing to do was to be honest. Hey, I'm looking for marriage. Hey, I'm not. Hey, you have too many kids. Hey, you know, it'll work. Your kids are grown. So, like, you know, what are you looking for? What do you say when you start an involvement with someone?
I'm not really looking for no one. So, I don't go out there looking for to be in a relationship. I guess that's how I sum it up. I'm not even looking for to be in a relationship with no one. Yeah, so, you know, I don't know. It's to each his own. Everybody have a different way of doing things. So,
and you're such a strong woman. I know you're independent and you take care of things. Is that maybe the reason why you feel like marriage is not for you? Because you know that you can do it on your own?
Yeah, then I see a lot of my friends, you know, go through their ups and downs with this marriage stuff. I'm like, I don't want to deal with all that. That drama, I just don't want to deal with it. You know, I have friends that call me. You know, I feel like if you're calling me and you're putting me in your relationship business, you want my opinion about it. And I just don't want to hear it. I just don't want to be in that drama. I got enough drama as is without an individual in my life working on my nerves.
So are most of your friends single or married?
Married.
Most of them are married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been down that road already. And I got married young. So when I was married, they was all single. So tables have turned. So they was all single then.
And so what do you tell your boys? I know we've had a conversation and one is actually getting married soon. Mm-hmm. What's the information that, you know, you give to them about marriage?
I don't give them no advice. At all. No, I let them live their own lives, you know. You know, try to guide your children in a right direction, but at the end of the day, they grown and they're gonna do what they want to do, you know. So yeah, and he's getting married and I can't wait till it's over. The wedding come and go.
I bet it's a lot planning for a wedding.
Oh child, you just don't understand. I'm so stressed out. Like, I'm about to walk down the aisle.
Oh. But what a fun memory it's going to be.
Yes.
So to the ladies who are dating, who are thinking about getting married, what would you suggest to them? Because you obviously have some type of mindset when you were a little younger about marriage. So what would you tell them?
Child, do you? That's what I would say. Do you, boo? No, I wouldn't give nobody no advice. I really wouldn't. To be honest, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give no advice to nobody that's about to get married. I'm not no one's doctor or anything like that, you know. So I just come to your wedding and celebrate with you.
And so what would you say to the woman out there that's listening, who's in a relationship she doesn't want to be in, a marriage that she doesn't want to be in? What would you tell her if she called you, like you said, getting on your nerve, bringing her drama to your doorstep saying, oh my gosh, I think
because
I want to get
like
out.
When you have a friend that's married and they call you and they say, oh, this or this and this, oh, I'm about to leave him, then the next 2 days, oh girl, we back together, whatever. And then the circle keep coming around and she crying again, you know, that's just an issue I don't even want to be involved in, because at the end of the day, they're gonna stay with their husband. They're gonna, you know, they married. So
I had a friend who was in a relationship for a long time, and she would call me, much older than me, which is it was flattering and then disturbing all at once. And you know, she would call and ask me for advice or tell me, you know, he's left. And one time when I was talking to her, before I thought, I said, again, you know, because it was like you said, it was kind of like a circle. But to the one who really and truly wants to get out of it, and she's heartbroken between the whole marriage vows and things like that, what would you suggest to her?
If she really want to leave, just leave.
Just leave, because there's life after, right?
I'm pretty sure, you know, she have family members, or, you know, especially if you're in a abusive relationship. You know, I talked about that on my podcast. There's abuse hotlines you can call and you can get help. You know, family members you can call, you can confide in. If you're in an abusive relationship, yeah, you should get out. But if you're just in a relationship and you just want to leave, I don't know. I'm like, just leave. If you don't want to be there, don't be there.
Right. So as you meet gentlemen, because you're a pretty lady, so I know you do, what are some of the red flags since you've been married and you know, okay, you remind me of so-and-so, so-and-so. What are some of those red flags you'd be like, no.
Like, just the other day, this is a true story. Just the other day, I was dating someone back in 2012, and we broke up real bad. And the other day, in my Facebook Messenger, he sent me a message. Oh, hi. I was just trying to see how you doing or whatever. I'm like, ah, no, you lying. You're not in my inbox. It is 2021. And then he sent me a friend request on Facebook. Girl, I hit delete so quick. I do not go backwards.
You do not go backwards. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a smart move. Myself, I always get caught up. Okay, well, maybe I could have done that a little different. And it makes me go backwards. And then I always regret that too.
Because it's a reason why you left that person.
Right.
It's a reason why you left that person, why you left them in the dust. So, oh no, I do not go backwards. So
what do you think about men our age? Do you think that they've healed a little bit? They're a little broken. They've got issues. How do you feel about men our age, around our age and dating?
I think all men. I said this on my podcast when I had my male friends. I always felt like men don't have feelings. And they be like, oh, I can't believe she said that. But that's just how I feel. I don't feel like they have feelings because they do whatever they want to do. They be out here cheating and everything else. I just don't feel like they have feelings and don't care how they hurt, you know, the next person. That's just my opinion. But they say they got feelings. They must cry in the dark. I don't know.
Right? Right.
I don't know. But I don't know. It's just a touchy situation with men. I don't know. They just weird people.
I agree with you on that one.
They just weird. They think we weird, but they really are weird. Yeah, so.
So to the one who maybe just got a divorce and she's ready to get back out there, what would you tell her?
To one that just got it, like, find yourself.
Find yourself.
Mm-hmm. If you just got a divorce, why would you want to get back out there? And find yourself first. And then, you know, yeah, because some people do rebound and get back into a relationship, but I just feel like everybody needs a time to breathe and figure out who they are.
Agreed, and I think we should all do that, whether we've been married before or not or anything else, because you can't mm-hmm. be anything to anybody else if you're not what you need to be to yourself.
Exactly. So exactly. And that goes for men also, but you know, men, they move on so quick, you know. But
and that is a very weird thing. I know that with my mom having passed away, I was really shocked at how quickly her husband moved on. And if you talk to people, women might wait 50 years and the men wait like 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that is true. They can move on like they broke up with you today, they with another one tomorrow, but in reality, they already had that other one when they was with you.
And that's crazy to me, too, because I've noticed that with the men that I've talked to. I don't move on so quickly to the next individual, but they seem to always be able to do that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because of the women that are out there?
Probably because they don't have women out there. I mean, that's a conversation for a man that's going to be real honest about it.
Which there are none, are they?
I think they might have some honest men out here somewhere. I don't think all of them lie. They all lie, little white lie, but they might have some good ones out there somewhere in the universe.
Well, you heard that, ladies. All we got to do is start confessing it into the atmosphere, and maybe he will come.
Maybe.
Do you have anything else you want to encourage the single ladies with today?
Just find yourself, you know, get into something that you like to do, you know, and just accomplish your goals, and eventually someone will come along.
Greatness, greatness. Thank you. I will take that to heart. So tell us where we can find your podcast.
I am on anywhere a podcast can be heard. I'm trying to get on Amazon. I'm trying, but I'm on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Tell It Like It Is with your host, myself, This 504 Girl. And now I am talking about the Derek Chauvin trial. If you're not watching it, I'm watching it for you. And I'm telling you day by day what's going on inside that courtroom.
And what an interesting trial it's been. I've been following as well.
Yes, yes, yes. It is very interesting. Yes.
Well, thank you so much again for joining us on the porch. I know it absolutely won't be our last. I can always depend on you for some interest in listening.
Yeah, you're going to have to come over there by me.
I'm ready. And I'm trying to get that whole Clubhouse thing down. Maybe I'm here in the next couple months, I'll get it in.
I can't help you on that. I don't know how to do it either, but you can follow me. Y'all out there, listen, you can follow me on Clubhouse too, This 504 Girl. I'm on Twitter and IG also.
All right, y'all. Well, you heard her here. Thank you again for joining us on the porch, and you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So just as I promised, the interest in listening does keep coming. Thank you so much. I do want to say this. I do think that it is so much easier for men to date around and not have to be committed because there are so many individuals out there that don't want to be committed, who have already had relationships. Maybe they picked the right one and now they're gone on to glory, or maybe they didn't pick the right one and they're still gone to glory, or you wish they were. Either way, I think it makes it so much easier for men not to commit because we as women sometimes feel that we are wearing the masculine energy or the male energy by being that chick that says, I don't need a man. And to each his own, that is absolutely you're entitled to say or feel exactly how you want to feel. But as I said in the episode, I don't like to share. So I'm out there or I'm putting myself out there to be seen and hopefully find my Mr. Right. Thank you guys for listening. It's been super exciting having this 504 girl on the porch. If you guys did not follow her, you will need to, number one, go out and listen to our colorism episode with this 504 girl here on the porch. And then trolley on over and follow her on both Instagram and Facebook. You'll be glad that you did. Her podcast is extremely, extremely educational. She basically brought us minute by minute updates of the George Floyd trial. So if you haven't followed her, you're going to want to run on out and do that. Thank you guys again for listening. Be strong. Be you, which is absolutely fantastic, gorgeous, and don't let anybody tell you any different. And be blessed. Take care.